Hi, this is Dr. Deb Sandella, author of Releasing the Inner Magician, Ways to Find a Peaceful and Happy Life, the book and CD. I hope you enjoy the following guided intuitive meditation. I created it to help you connect directly with your intuitive wisdom and the insights hidden deep in your heart. When we quiet our thinking, our intuition can be heard. By harnessing the power of our unconscious mind, we can create a sense of inner peace and insight as to our purpose and our best choices. You can learn more about releasing your inner magician at my website, innermagician.com. Now find a place that is comfortable where you can relax without being disturbed. Since you'll be closing your eyes, I suggest you don't drive or operate equipment. And the meditation begins.
Take a deep cleansing breath and let the air flow all the way down to your toes. And as it comes back up, it goes all the way to the top of your head. Coming back down to that place of perfect balance within you. Move your awareness to the very base of your spine. And in your mind's eye, see a funnel of red energy spinning clockwise, opening toward the earth. It spins round and round, grounding you, creating a sense of stability. And at that same point at the base of your spine, imagine orange energy spinning, this time opening upward toward the sky. The energy spins round and round and fans the flames of your passion and your purpose. And at that point, just above your belly button, there is a band of yellow energy spinning. And that band of yellow energy is exactly the right width to create a sense of safety and security. And then move your awareness up into your heart, where there is green energy spinning, crossing your chest and around your back and through your heart. That green energy opens your heart and carries away unnecessary feelings. And then in your throat, there is blue energy spinning. Round and round it spins, clearing away any obstacles to you knowing or speaking your own voice. And across your forehead, there is lavender energy spinning. And as that lavender energy spins across your third eye, it clears the window to your soul. And then moves upward to just above the crown of your head, where there is ice white energy spinning. And as that white energy spins, it begins to throw out rays of light down around you, toward your front, over your back, to your right and to your left, all the way down around the bottoms of your feet, creating a cocoon of light that radiates from your body out into the world. And that light radiates from your body into the world at exactly the right distance, whether it's a few inches, a few feet, or miles. It creates a space of protection and guidance. And as you feel that sense of safety, move your awareness right down into that place within you where you have never felt pain, where your spirit has never been broken. And as you sense that spot within you, feel its energy. Notice what color it is. Notice if there are smells. or sounds. Look around, for there is a trail here. It's a very special trail that is unique to you, and it's the trail that goes down into the valley of your soul. And as you find that trail, begin to walk downward. And as you crisscross down the trail, you see a cave. And you know that this cave is the home of your adulthood. Walk now into that cave and look around. What is the essence of your adulthood? Who are the people? What is your work? And as you look toward the back of the cave, you see that there is a bright light shining. And so you walk towards it. And there is a book with a light shining directly on it. And as you look at the front of the book, you see that the book has your name on it. Open the book and read about your life. And when you're ready, you can close the book and walk back out through the cave, back to the trail that goes down into the valley. And as it crisscrosses again, you come to another space. And this is the home of your adolescence. Look around this place until you find your adolescent self. And as an image of you as an adolescent comes forth, notice what this person looks like, what they're wearing, and look into his or her eyes and notice what they're feeling. Ask your adolescent self, what is it that he or she wants to share with you? Information that would be helpful to you now. Take a moment to dialogue. What was your greatest joy during adolescence? And how is that experience helpful to you to remember now? What was your greatest challenge during adolescence? what have you learned about how to handle that challenge now? Ask your adolescent if he or she would be willing to go with you. And if they're willing, have them walk along the trail with you, deeper into the valley, crisscrossing along the slope. Until you come to another site. And this is the site of your childhood. Look around and notice what is the energy of your childhood experience. What are the experiences that are significant? Who are the people that are important to you? And as you're in this place, bring forth an image of your child self. And as that image comes forth, notice what this child looks like and how old he or she is. Again, look into his or her eyes and sense the nature of this child. What is it that this child wants to tell you now? Lean down and let them whisper in your ear, for they have great wisdom about who you are and what makes you happy or unhappy. And when you're ready, ask this child if he or she would be willing to go with you. And if they are, take his or her hand and begin to walk down further into the valley. And now as you walk on this trail, further down into the valley, deeper and deeper, your adolescent self is on one side and your child self is on the other. Notice what this feels like to be consciously aware of the many parts of yourself. And as you reach the very bottom of the valley, you hear beautiful music, and you smell sweetness, and you know that this is the valley of your soul, where your essential nature lives. Look around and see the essence of who you truly are. Notice the kind of landscape, the sounds that live in this place. Suddenly you notice that there is a brilliant, radiant light right in the very center of this valley. Walk with your adolescent and your child right now over to that light. And feel its invitation. For this is the radiance of that which created you. And you sense that it is pure love. It beckons you to stand in the center. And if you are willing, taking the hand of your adolescent and your child selves, walk and stand in the very center of that light. And feel the essence of pure love filling you up. And as that light radiates through every cell of your being, anxiety and tension melt away. Any darkness or heaviness is lifted. Guilt and shame dissolve. And soon you are totally embraced by this light and this love. There is only space for light in your being at this moment. And a sense of calm radiates out from your center into every cell of your being. Look to your adolescent self. What does he or she look like as they stand in this light? And then turn to look at your child. How have they been transformed? As you stand connected with your adolescent and your child, and completely unified with this light and with love, you hear a voice. It is a radiant, beautiful, melodic voice. It is the voice of your soul. And it speaks to you of your purpose Listen now as it tells you. Of your unique contribution in this lifetime. And it now shares with you what you must release in order to express this purpose. And what you must embrace in order to live fully who you are. And if you have any questions, you may ask them now and take a moment to listen. And as you're ready to leave, you feel your body and your being, your adolescent and your child, soak up every ounce of that light, that it becomes part of you. And as you turn to walk back up the trail from the valley, you radiate. You glow. And your path is illuminated so that it's very easy to find that trail again. And you walk back up it to that place of your childhood. And as you come up on that side again, look and see if it has changed at all. For as you look upon it now, your own radiance shines forth on it, so that darkness is made light. And ask your child if he or she has anyone that they need to forgive in this place of childhood. And if they do, and if they are willing, let them go ahead and do that now. And when they are finished, as you turn to go, ask your child if he or she would like to come with you or to stay here. And then walk further up the trail to that place of your adolescence. And once again, look around this place with that new light that shines through your eyes. And see it as if for the first time. What do you notice? And ask your adolescent self, is there anyone here that he or she needs to forgive? And if there is, and if he or she is willing, let them do this forgiveness now. And when he or she is finished, look upon their face and notice the look. Ask if he or she would like to remain there or to come with you. And then begin up the trail again, walking toward the cave, the home of your adult self. And as you come back to this cave once again, and you enter it, your own radiance now illuminates all the spaces. And as you see so clearly, look around. Is there anything here that needs to be cleaned up? If so, do that now. Is there anything that needs to be created? As you're ready, you can come back out of that cave and back up to that spot right within your being where there is perfect balance. Breathe in that sense of balance, that sense of perfection and wholeness that is your natural state. Notice what color this energy is. Notice what it sounds like. Notice its texture. And as your attention is there, let your soul bring forth an image that symbolizes your wholeness. And as you sense that image, or that thought, or that feeling, let it move to the very perfect place, either within your body or around it, so that you always remember who you are. And then take a deep cleansing breath as you begin to feel your body. And you become aware of the surface beneath you and the room around you. And that full feeling returns to your arms and your legs, your fingers and your toes. You awaken with a new sense of who you are. And when you're ready, open your book and begin journal writing. Earth cradles me as I integrate my many layers. Anchored by solid roots, I grow out of the kernel of my original wholeness into the me I was born to be. I smile gratitude.
Thank you for listening to this Inner Magician guided intuitive meditation. Be sure to take some time to jot down your insights, because like a dream, vivid images can fade. For more information about releasing your Inner Magician, check out the website at innermagician.com, where you can sign up to receive a monthly meditation. I'm Dr. Deb Sandella. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.